Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life to teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. That's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Noah Haley. Noah is a market designer and game theorist working on better economic systems. His BizHap is about that time when the patent office broke their rules. Noah, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thanks, Anna. So you mentioned what I do, market design. So I came up with a market design that is superior to the way that we currently operate marketplaces. And so I set out to patent it. The patent application was put in 2016, and it was assigned to an examiner. It took about 32 months for him to come up with the system. He objected, this is pretty normal, and tried to come up with examples of prior art. He was unable to do that. He was also unable to challenge the patent. And so September 2019, he issued a notice of acceptance. So at that point, I should be able to apply for and get the patent. Unfortunately, his boss called up my attorney to inform us that the patent office was probably going to ignore that acceptance in their own procedures. We were unsure. This is not something that they're actually due typically. We decided to sort of wait and see, apply for the patent, see what happens. We did. The time came. The time went. We called them up and said, hey, you know, we followed all the rules. What's going on? And they said, we'll have to get back to you. We don't know why we're not doing it. We know we're not doing it. But we don't know why yet. They got back to us with a claim that it wasn't better, that it offered no improvements. That claim was mathematically unfoundable. And so it took me a few months to explain to my attorneys what was going on, to assemble the evidence. There's well-known mathematical papers demonstrating the advantages of algorithmic improvement. We submitted something that essentially says that if you want to defend 1 = 2 in court, we'd be happy to destroy you. And so a couple calendar years later, in February 2021, they gave me a second notice of acceptance. We applied for the patent again. 3 weeks later, they withdrew that notice of acceptance and said that they were under orders from people they're not allowed to talk about, that they didn't understand what these people were saying, nor did they agree with it. But their best approximation was that this patent was too good.
Oh.
And that if granted, it would be too good for me to have it. So they weren't going to give it to me because of that. They also said that while this is completely untenable, and they didn't agree with it, that the decision was out of their hands, and so they wouldn't reverse the decision no matter what argument we came up with for them. So we appealed, and in July of 2023, the Patent Office scheduled the appeal to be heard in July of 2025. I opened up a case with my congressional office to have them investigate what's going on. The Patent Office put together a report. It's the longest my congressional office has ever had to wait for a report. The report lied. It left out the first note of acceptance. And it also had a direct address to my congressman, telling him that under their policy, they don't talk to anybody except for the inventor through one channel. And so it was inappropriate to talk to Congress, and they wouldn't be doing that again. This is not the first congressional case that has been opened with the patent office, even by my congressional office. They had other cases open at the time with the patent office. This is the only one they've experienced where the patent office has said, we're not even going to talk to you again. So this is where I am right now.
Oh my gosh. You have me with my mouth open all the time. What have been your biggest takeaway so far?
Obviously this works, and somebody is really nervous about that.
What do you think it is?
I could not begin to say. So the either this is wild incompetence at one of the most important departments in our government, or the system that my system disrupts, that it improves, currently handles more transactional volume than the entire human economy. And the people that run that system are in a very real sense in charge of the human economy. And so they either don't want to improve it, or are terrified that somebody will choose to take their business away from them through an alternative mechanism. And so they are just throwing up any barrier they can to having a better economy in order to preserve their own positions.
Oh, wow. That is mind-blowing. I mean, in a way, you can expect it. I've heard it from other places of, oh no, they told me I'm too good. It's my mother language is Spanish, so I'm going to translate directly, but I think that the idea also exists in English. It's like a bucket with crabs.
Yeah, crab bucket.
Yes, a crab bucket.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, like in a crab bucket environment, I've invented a crab ladder so the crabs can get out, and they're like, nope. If you did that, the crabs would get out. We're content for the people that make the products that we eat and wear and live inside of to be pushed to the brink of penury and suicide by the people that control the money, and we don't want that to change. So having developed something that could change it, you can't have a patent.
Man, that's so unfortunate, but I hope that this gets off you in 2025. So
well yes, we will see.
Noah, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So I serve people that want to set up marketplaces that have a customer base of producers and consumers, and they can contact me, email noahphealy@yahoo.com, or reach out to me on LinkedIn. Another thing for anybody that has an interest in having an economy that works radically better than any that have ever worked in the past, there is a petition that's up on change.org under CDM_patent. And I would greatly appreciate anybody who wanted to sign or share information about that, because the more people that are aware and have registered their awareness of this injustice, which is, by the way, costing you, no matter who you are, with maybe the exceptions of a handful of people that run the existing markets, most of your potential economic well-being.
For sure. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Noah Healy, for coming in and sharing his story about that time when the patent office broke the rules. Go sign up the form at CDM_patent@change.com. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. And if you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your lady dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. And just a quick reminder, if you want help in selling AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabutts.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.